That's how it seems. We've had 5 suicide bombings in Nigeria by women, 4 of them last week in Kano City and 1 earlier in June in Gombe. Boko Haram has not commented about these attacks, but there's intense speculation that only it will be responsible for such actions.
And you've been talking to security researchers in putting together your article. What are they telling you? Is this some strategy by Boko Haram, and what are the implications?
It seems to be copying tactics from other jihadi groups, like in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya. And of course, it has a huge psychological impact. You know, once you use women, young girls as bombers, it causes panic, it causes shock. And it's more difficult in terms of security operations. It means that you've got to have female officers at every checkpoint. You've got to be more suspicious of women. A lot of women also wear veils, which makes it more difficult to carry out searches. And of course, there's the cultural issue. It's not easy to search women. It's not even part of the culture of many Nigerians for a woman to search a woman. So you've got to overcome that cultural barrier as well as you try to confront Boko Haram and make sure that there aren't any more female suicide bombers.
And you talk about, you know, Boko Haram sort of mimicking the tactics of jihadi groups in Iraq and Afghanistan. Will that suggest then that the militant group is receiving training abroad?
No, I was speaking to a Nigerian analyst, Bawa Abdullahi Wase, and he was saying you'll be chasing shadows if you think that. His view is that people are trained within Nigeria to make bombs. Boko Haram is not only made up of illiterates. He says it has university graduates, people with degrees in chemistry and engineering, and they are capable of making these explosive devices which the suicide bomber then wears and blows herself up or himself up.
Now that's interesting. The bomb makers are people that have degrees, obviously, background in chemistry and engineering, as you've just alluded to. But there's a tendency to assume that members of the group are illiterates.
Yeah, that's not true, actually. Some of them are illiterate. They are foot soldiers, and others are very educated. And it's ironic that you got such educated people in Boko Haram, because Boko Haram means Western education is forbidden. But a lot of people join Boko Haram out of desperation. They have university degrees, but they can't find jobs.
One of the interesting things I find in your article is the first suicide bomber and his motivation. He was paid how much?
Yes. According to one researcher I spoke to, he said that he was paid about 4 million naira.
The equivalent of $24,000.
Yeah, that's correct. This is what a researcher based in South Africa was telling me, Martin Ewe. And he says that the man did it for money. I said, but he's going to die, so why? What do you mean he's going to do? He's done it for money. He said, well, he was thinking of his children. He thought that if he carries out a suicide bombing, Boko Haram will pay and his children will be okay.